Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:11, and
Maddie, our old producer, just walked in, and his hair is yellow. That guy's got yellow hair right now. That's the blondest hair I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
Wow. It's that's got a whole new look, buddy.
So you jealous? Because I look so hot?
Yeah!
Yep. Vinny, how hot is that guy?
Pretty hot.
That's just startling. Looks good. I'll get used to it, I'm sure.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah, sure.
I've seen you go through your blonde phases,
it's true.
Too.
So you're going through yours now?
I'm going through mine right now.
All right, fantastic.
Thanks for noticing.
It's hard not to.
Welcome home, Maddie.
Welcome home, Maddie. Wow, that hair.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you're calling right now to win a contest. What's up for grabs?
The Hawaii trip.
The Hawaii
trip. To Aulani,
trip.
Disney, sweet. The Disney resort in Hawaii.
Here's a few of the things you guys had to say today. This is us.
What?
That was there's a giveaway.
Oh, don't spoil anything.
This is us shows flashbacks throughout the show. So the show I watched was the show, but they were in a flashback mode.
I see. So what did you cry over? Did you figure it out?
It was the new season premiere, and it has lots of flashbacks, says this person.
Mm.
Thanks for the spoiler, Vin. That's my girlfriend and I show. I didn't tell you anything. I was only watching the old part.
Yeah.
The old stuff. There's nothing spoiled because that was old.
Yeah.
This was them getting together.
Yeah.
Unless the show starts with them together. Is that?
I do not know.
You know what? I don't know what to tell you. All I know is I saw 10 minutes of it and somehow I got caught up.
And cried.
I'm pretty sure I lost a tear over that thing.
Do you remember what
it
was about? How can you get up from a show you're crying over? I don't understand. You're crying at everything now. This is crazy.
I know. Well, look, I'm weak. I haven't slept. I can barely tie 3 hours together. Terrible. Did Vinny just say cut the cheese? LOL.
Yeah. It's an old-fashioned expression for you kids out there.
Oh, 408 says, Vinny sat next to 49er Ray McDonald. That's right.
That's the name?
That's the guy. And if you read his wiki, you'll see that he left the team under less than great conditions. And then he went to the Bears, I believe, and they also left him because of some things that were going on in his personal life. And I don't know because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I do know I sat right next to him, and he's a thick dude.
Yeah. What's his name again?
Ray McDonald. Used to be a 49er. Good one, too.
Yeah.
Too bad.
It is. I think it's the chance of a lifetime to play in a professional sport and to, you know.
What they wanted and work for their entire
their whole life. And
life.
it just gets blown up when their behavior off the field is unacceptable.
Does anybody know why they cut the power when it's hot? Yeah, because of fire.
Yeah, because when it's hot and windy, in fact, that's how they say at least one of those fires started, right? Some old stuff started. It got knocked loose and sparked and started the fire. So that's what they're doing now. Instead of going through and maintaining, they're just going to turn off the power.
It's crazy that dad bods are so sexy, but moms are considered more sexy only when she doesn't look like she's had any kids. How does that work?
That's the way it works.
We
Besides,
don't like it.
We're throwing dads a bone when we say dad bods are sexy. Except for you, Vinny. Except for you. You are the hottest.
You're the hottest dad bod around.
You just keep getting hotter and hotter.
Oh my God,
dad bod is freaking... Yeah. You're a 10, man.
You are a lying liar.
He lies.
Well,
I mean, come on. What'd you
Such
think?
Such a mean
Please.
Person.
Stop it. You had 3 good years there.
Huh?
I lied to you for 3 solid years. You had 3 solid years there. No, you're perfect. Don't worry. Present company accepted.
Some of the actors from Hamilton were at WWE as well as the 49er players.
Wow.
I'll take this moment, if I could, to point out you don't need to write in anymore about how cheap your Hamilton tickets were.
Mm. Oh, did you get some of those?
No, I didn't get them. But my point being,
it still stings.
I can't work the internet.
Yeah,
I got it.
Right.
I got ripped off because someone overhyped a show that turned out to be not nearly as life-changing as it was sold to be.
Well, maybe if you had decent tickets.
Probably.
Yeah. Or we didn't feel so stung over what you paid for them.
Maybe I'm a DJ. I've never bought tickets before. I didn't know how to work those sites.
Dude, it is true, and yet I managed to get my tickets from the right place.
So. Yeah, did you buy them or did someone get them for you?
Oh, I bought them. Yes.
No, I don't mean you. The money you earned bought them. I mean you went online, and you were the
and
one
I waited
that ordered
in the thing. No, I actually, now that I think about it, I think that someone did get me those tickets. But I was in the line when I found out I was getting them. I was in the right line. Yeah, you got me.
You don't know that you were in the right line.
I was in the right line. I was 19,000 people back. I was in the right line.
Dare you?
It's a long line. Your first clue should have been you can get these tickets
right now. No waiting.
Right. That should have been your first clue.
I didn't get it though. I'm sitting there looking at that, going, I Googled Orpheum Hamilton tickets.
And you clicked on the first thing that popped up.
Right.
Which was a resale thing. You should have seen the ad. It says ad or sponsor.
Whatever. It's not supposed to be so tricky.
It is tricky, though. What'd you pay? $1,700? It's a lot.
$1,400? I thought it was $1,400.
Oh, was it $1,400?
I don't even...
$1,700? $1,400?
My message to the people and to you is I don't need to consistently be reminded that I can't work the ticket sales
website. You're reminding yourself. Someone just mentioned that. This
yourself,
is you. This is
buddy.
You.
I'm trying to tell you
hurting
all.
Hurting yourself. You're actually self-flagellating right now.
It's mean and it's nasty. And I used to, this is a true story. I used to go into the prize closet at the radio station in San Diego, and there were just tickets grouped like in stacks right there.
Wow.
On the shelf. And you'd go, oh, yeah, I do want to go to Judas Priest or whatever.
Right.
Oh, Pantera. Yeah, I'm in. I'll take a pair of those.
A couple of those, sure.
That's what I grew up getting, free tickets. I'm not trying to say feel bad for me, but I'm trying to say I don't know how to buy tickets.
I mean, you know, usually we just have to ask somebody here.
Please, can I?
Hey, Jane.
Hey, can you? Do you know anybody?
No, and then Jane goes, Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle's the person I know around here, I'll tell you that right now. She's the best.
Yeah, she is.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you all so ignorant to Judy Garland? She OD'd on sleeping pills. Probably the most famous person to ever do so.
Yeah, you know, listen, it happened 60 years ago, 50 years ago, or whenever the hell it happened. I mean, it's, you know, sorry.
We're waiting to see the movie.
Yeah.
Then we'll know.
Yeah, then we'll know all about it.
The MGM studio chief had Judy Garland get vitamin shots to help her stay with her rigorous schedule. Plus, they wanted her to lose weight. So she got addicted on a lot of stimulants.
Cocaine. What year did she die?
Died in 69.
Oh, all right. That's sad. Oh, so this is like the 50-year anniversary of her death that this movie's coming out.
Oh.
That's interesting.
I suppose.
I guess they probably did that by design. Yeah. Where they were waiting for Renee Zellweger to get just ripe enough to play her.
Or wait for her face to settle down. Is that what you mean?
That's sort of what I was saying.
She looks lovely now.
Sure. Yeah.
Isn't it weird, though, that she's doing interviews, and what I read in the interview is even though while she's sort of addressing how mean everyone was about her surgeries, she never actually says, I had surgeries.
Right.
She's still dancing around this subject while saying, everyone's been so mean to me that I stopped working because I couldn't face people.
Well, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. In Hollywood, you know. Yeah. Oh God, look how old they look. Oh God, what have they done to their face?
Yeah,
you know, it's just
age gracefully,
true. Right?
Well,
I was, and then everyone was giving me crap about it.
I do think so. This is something. It's similar to DJs in this that you work your whole life to get good at something, and then you find yourself aging out of it, and not so much as a DJ, but in Hollywood, you
absolutely
have put all this time and hours into a craft, and now they're telling you you're not good looking enough to pull it off anymore. I can see where they're like, I'm just getting good at this.
Right.
I just finally feel like I figured out how to do my job, and now they're telling me that I look like...
You better get that done and this done and that right. done. Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, there have to be roles for moms and grandmoms and aunts and, you know, there just have to be... Those roles have to be there, and unfortunately, I think people want to be leading ladies their whole life.
Well,
and it's hard to continue to do that.
I'm trying to explain it, though. You can see someone going, I'm just finally getting this figured out. Mm. I'm finally good at it. And now they're telling me I look like a baseball mitt?
I'm gonna play the grandma? What?
So, I don't know. I don't know. I can see the dilemma.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've certainly thought in my own head, why don't they just retire? They made all their money. But I get it now. You've put hours into a certain craft. You're good at it.
Yep.
You want to exercise that.
I want to keep going. Keep doing it.
You know? There's only a few people get that much experience where you get to that place.
You know, I think it's easier for guys. But even some of them are... Like, look at Burt Reynolds at the end there.
Oh, well.
And it's like, dude, you didn't need to.
He didn't.
No, Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Dude, he's unrecognizable. What is he doing that for?
Well, because Dolly talked him into it.
Oh, Dolly. Well,
that's what he says.
Is that the story?
Yeah, Dolly talked him into it, and I believe he went to her surgeon.
Well.
And he's not doing well right now either.
No.
Kenny Rogers?
He's pretty sick, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, the dude is like, he's got to be pushing 80 if he isn't
He's
already.
Older, but he's got some stuff wrong with him, and I don't know that he has anyone really taking care of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's sad. You should turn to Dolly. Hey.
Look what you've done to me.
Look what you've done to me. It's a new hit song from Kenny Rogers.
Is that right?
Sure.
Let's see here. A lot of people wrote in about that adoption story. It's horrifying, but people are saying it does sound like the movie Orphan.
Wow.
Well, life imitating art.
Yep.
Right. Art imitating life. Both? I don't know.
You just confused me. I don't have the brain power to figure it out.
Well, baby brain.
I need some sleep.
Oh, in this movie, Orphan, Vera Farmiga is in it.
Oh.
And Peter Sarsgaard.
Oh, I love all those people.
Vin should be Captain Spaulding from The Devil's Rejects.
Who's that?
I don't know. We're talking about Halloween,
you
everyone.
You should be Jean-Luc Picard every Halloween for the rest of your life. The end. That's what you should do. I've spoken.
Well, Yuzette should be the cat suit every single Halloween for the rest of her life.
I guess I could. That would solve my dilemma.
Yeah, it would be easy. I know, I hate thinking of a new costume.
Yeah.
I'd love to have it. I should have just been Where's Waldo for the rest of my life. That's a fun costume to be.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah,
I like that.
So what are you going to do?
I told you already. I'm going to be Calamity Jane from Deadwood.
Oh, right.
Which,
be good.
You know, I guess not that many people have seen that.
I don't even know.
Does it ever occur to you? She's a dirtbag with an incredible vocabulary.
Heard she goes braless.
You wouldn't be able to tell. She's wearing all kind. You know, it's like old timey, like minor 49er looking people. You know,
wow.
They're just all loaded with crap.
Has a hat too.
Sure.
She's you know, that's
hat.
The thing about
I have
hats.
A hat, a vest. I got them loaded. I got my pistols. Hand him up, I got my whiskey. And I'm not putting it down.
Awesome.
And you can't make me do it. Damn it. You know what's crazy? I'm actually doing an awesome imitation of her right now. Find me some Calamity Jane, do it now. I'm busy holding up this building, you back off now. Except that be careful because every line
don't.
She says
right, maybe you should. We don't need trouble.
Hey, you know what?
Show's almost
it's time to go.
Father.
Ah, time to right. go, everyone.
Sarah. And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, hold me down, you guys. I'm about to float away.
What do you mean?
Survivor starts tonight.
Oh, yes.
An hour and a half season premiere. then the season finale of Big Brother is like the best night of the year.
You have been talking about this night for a while.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
Mm. You're so lucky it comes into your house 3 hours earlier than the rest of the world.
I'm the luckiest person. I can never move. It was so hard to get it set up at this house that I can never go to any other house. I can't lose this, man.
Well, I'll let you fill me in tomorrow.
I will. Oh, I'm going to tell you all about it. I won't be there for that. It's going to be good times.
Okay.
All right, listen.
Plus, you're going to lunch with Maddie.
I am. Me and Maddie are going to go off to lunch with him.
And he's blonde now.
He's shockingly blonde. Shocking. I got to find out what's going on with this. Mm-hmm. It's like a midlife crisis, maybe.
He looks good.
Yeah. He does look good. He looks healthy.
Taking care of himself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got his S together.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That's true. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are you winking at him?
I am winking at him. I'm going to lunch with that guy.
All right.
Me and
what
Maddie.
Are you going to eat?
I don't know. Nowhere special. Probably the roastery.
You're right. That is nowhere special.
What is wrong with
that's
you?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. We just want to
you
see each other.
You ate there yesterday.
I eat there a lot. More than you think.
Oh.
The turkey Swiss focaccia. I like.
It's good.
They'll say you half a sandwich, too. It's nice.
Oh, that is good. Half a sandwich is
half a sandwich is just what you need, especially on focaccia. I mean, come on, please.
Well, this has been great, but I'm going to go surfing.
All right, have a good one, you guys. See you tomorrow. Woo! Good job, Alex.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.